And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around with us, and we've got lots of great music lined up for you in this hour of the program. If you missed anything in the first hour, you want to go back and check it out, radio4all.net. You can download the program and podcast the show, and or podcast the show through iTunes. I'm Anthony Amon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well, and we do this every week as we tell you the Earshot 20 countdown, the national top 20 charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
It's a pretty cool service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You can find it at earshot-online.com. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and it combines over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 albums of the week into the national top 50, from which we play you selections from the top 20 albums every single week. You can also find specialty charts for electronic hip hop and international jazz, folk, loud, and blues, and much more, as well as features, reviews, and all kinds of cool stuff on that fine website. So go check it out once again, earshot-online.com.
That's pretty awesome. You can also get a hold of us a few ways if you're looking to do so. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out, all great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We've got lots in this hour to get through, and we don't want to wait too long, because there's all kinds, including your lowdown, music news, the top 10, an interview with Jessica Gilbert from Faith Healer, or of Faith Healer. So I'm not gonna waste any time, Brian. I think we should just get right into it.
All right, it debuted at number 39 last week. It's at number 10 this week. Sufjan Stevens' latest, Carrie Ann Lowell, you're going to hear the title track. At number 9, rising two spots is White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned, and you're going to hear The Walls Have Drunken Ears. And we're going to close that set off with A Civil Servant Awakening, a track from Freak Heatwave's latest, Bonnie's State of Mind, at number 8, off from number 13.
Opening up your top 10, Sufjan Stevens. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Have you heard the crooked news? The walls have drunken ears. So tuned they out for music, but so poorly do they hear. Your voice under your breath, keep your cards close to your chest. Careful what you say around here. Are you go running back to Massa with the jewels that you have mine? Or do you want if you find me, maybe you're afraid. Yeah, you feel that you're a fraud, but you worry about the rest of us. Oh Lord, hey! This whole town is feeling tired. The eyes are out of tears. This old bar is much too small. The walls have drunk.
With Anthony. Goodman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 8.
That was The Civil Servant Awakening by Freak Heat Waves at number 8, up from number 13 from Bonnie's State of Mind. At number 9, up from number 11 is White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned, and a track called The Walls Have Drunken Ears. And we kicked it all off with Carrie and Lowell. That's the title track from the new Sufjan Stevens record at number 10, up from number 39.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around and keeping with us as we count down the 20 most played albums across campus and community radio. Also keeping with us in our entertainment news, Stephen Karlick still on the line and joining us from Toronto at Exclaim Magazine. We are going to kick things off in this hour with some news about Jack White, and he's going to be on an acoustic tour, which sounds rather interesting.
Yes, he is. Jack White will embark on an acoustic tour of the United States. It's going to be a short one. He's only playing the states that he hasn't hit yet. This isn't the news that will concern Canadians. What is that apparently as soon as that acoustic mini tour is done, Jack White might hang up his guitar for a while, as he spent a long time on the road in the last couple of years, playing a number of solo albums in different band iterations, and he says it'll be followed now by an extended hiatus from the road. It's unclear right now exactly how White will be filling his time when he's not on the road. We're sure that he'll be recording and such, but it does seem like he will take some time to do who knows what. I mean, Jack White probably has some interests that aren't just music. Like I said, though, he will be playing those acoustic shows first. He hasn't announced the dates yet, but he said he will be announcing them on 8 a.m. on the day of the gig, and the tickets will cost just $3. So if you're somewhere in the United States that you think Jack White hasn't played before, keep your ear to the ground, I suppose. But it has been a busy couple of years for Jack White, and this will be maybe a much-needed break to find his creative bearings again.
Yeah, but in, you know what? There could be light at the end of the tunnel, because who knows what could come out of a nice break for an artist like him.
Yes, indeed.
Saskatchewan's Gateway Festival has announced more to their lineup?
Yes, they have. With their initial lineup announcement, Bengal, Saskatchewan's Gateway Festival is already looking like a strong summer event, but they've just announced the second wave of artists, and they include a bunch of great names, including John K. Sampson, Hayden, Chicks Diggit, Sky Wallace, Ra Ra, Library Voices, Slow Down Molasses, and more. The festival will, of course, come to the Big Muddy Badlands on July 24th and 25th, and will include artists that were previously announced, like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Joel Plaskett, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, Orphan Mothers, Coulter Wall, and others. Tickets for the festival are available online, and you can read more about it at exclaim.ca.
It sounds like a fun one for sure. Lots of great names on that lineup.
Yeah, so many good ones coming across Canada. I know it seems like we're always talking about festivals, but it really is the thing to do come the summer.
And if you're looking at taking in some music, not a festival, but a tour, Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld will be heading out and about.
Yes, they will. And if you've never seen either of them, my God, I can't recommend it enough. But as anticipation builds for their collaborative new LP, Never Were the Way She Was, they'll be taking their collaborative pieces across North America on a joint tour. It was previously announced that they would be touring across Europe, but now a handful of North American club and festival dates have been added, including June appearances in Toronto and Quebec City, as well as a two-night stand at Montreal's La Sala Rosa venue. Ahead of those newly announced joint dates, Neufeld will also be opening up for art rocker St. Vincent on a tour of the U.S., which is very cool. She'll also be appearing at Whistler, B.C.'s Wanderlust Festival in August. Stetson, meanwhile, will be busy with a series of solo shows, but he will play the Dawson City Music Festival in the Yukon and the Calgary Folk Fest at the end of July. Both of them are absolutely incredible performers if you haven't seen them before. They will change the way you think about their instruments and about music in general, so I can't recommend them enough. The new album, meanwhile, Never Were the Way She Was, will be out on April 28th from Constellation Records. So check out exclaim.ca for all those dates and to hear some songs from the record. Again, incredible stuff.
Glowing review from Stephen Karlick. That's, I'll say, stamp of approval right now. Go see it. All right. Thanks, Stephen, once again for joining us and giving us great music news. Of course, you can head to exclaim.ca, check all that out and more. We're going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Well, as big a fan as I am of Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, their songs are a little long for this format. Do go online and check it out. Instead, I've picked a song from a band you might have heard of. I'm not typically a fan of blues rock. I'm not a particular fan of Jack White or the Black Keys or any of the bands doing that sort of thing generally. But I was shown the Alabama Shakes performance from Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago. They played two new songs from their new album, Sound and Color. One of them was called Gimme All Your Love. It's the new single by the band. It features singer Brittany Howard absolutely blowing you away with her vocal cords and her guitar playing. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio, and you're going to hear it other places too. Check it out. It's Alabama Shakes on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Talk to me for just a little while. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Purity Ring, Modest Mouse, Tobias Gesso Jr., Cancer Bats, Action Bronson, Ibei, Heems, Laura Marling, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Six.
Super high, Canada's Wonderland, waiting for the Steve Miller Band. Rode the bat about 5 times, take the money and run, yo, it blew my mind. Smoking weed in the shrubs, security, they are schlubs. Man, I miss being dumb. Miss smoking BTs under a bridge at lunch. Man, shit ain't the same. Got an old name in a Honda Civic at 5 a.m. doing donuts at the golf course again. Can't believe Jerry can drive. I can't believe we are still alive. Fast times at Huntsville High. Hang out at Camp Park every night. Selling fake drugs to camp kids. Tear up notebook paper. We told them it was acid. Man, I miss being dumb. Just smoking a bubbler at lunch. Man, shit ain't the same. Got an old lane. High as balls in Jackson Square. In the food court, I'm talking to air. Security, they don't bother us. This whole mall, man, it's super messed up. Go outside, stare at traffic lights. I watch them change almost all night. Go and get a Murph sub. Too high to eat, it's wasted. Man, I miss being dumb. Miss smoking BTs at lunch. Man, shit ain't the same. I've been on the plane. Took too long for the ass to kick in. Too bad it happened at 7-Eleven. Think that clerk tried to steal my soul. Chocolate milk, Steve, let's roll. Made a mistake, I got too high. Take me to the hospital, think I'm gonna die. Steve says, no, get your head right. I'll hogtie you, play Double Dragon all night. And I miss being dumb. Miss smoking BTs under a bridge at lunch. Man, shit ain't the same. Got an old flame. Got an old flame. Got an old and lame.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Old and Lame by B.A. Johnston. His newest is called Shit Sucks. It's at number 6, rising for number 10. Sitting still at number 7, you find Courtney Barnett. And Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. And you heard a track called Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party. And Stephen Karlik's selection this week was Alabama Shakes. They have a new one called Give Me All Your Love.
I picked the long titled song just to throw it in there because I knew that the album was titled long too. So it's not the longest we've ever had on the show. I recall one that was quite lengthy, but
Fiona Apple a couple years.
Yeah, ago. Yeah, that was
40 some word title.
A doozy. That was a doozy. That she trimmed it down. She did have it pared down to a few words. Anyway, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and that also includes an interview with Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer, which is coming up in just a couple minutes. But first, we've got this.
You're going to hear Gun Showers by Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killa. Their new one, Sour Soul, swaps places with Faith Healer, who we're going to hear from after that. So don't go anywhere.
Gotta shake the snake in the grass and spark sharks to swim by ya. Cause every meathead that speaks street cred ain't banging heat lead and probably cut like sweet bread, wetting they sheets bread. So nigga holla, I coin phrases to trigger dollars. It's butterfly like them shirts made with bigger collars. Women dig the scholar, the broad stiller, who lay him face down and sat up like a car dealer. The time ceases, I'll keep a bed with dime pieces as I palm another phenomenon rhyme thesis. Cause on the contrary, I get it popping like Don Perry. I'm beyond Tom, Harry, and Dick. You can declare me as sick. Highly contagious. Bath salt flows, leaving bodies all on stages. Locked behind cages. Dawn of all ages. It's ghost fit, a nigga to plead in the cases. But I plead the fifth. Fourth by the belt buckle. Crack stone face with the steel of a knuckle. Go ahead and chuckle. I have Uncle Murder, your goons, hoes and balloons. ODing on flights from Columbia. Pull your tongue through your neck when the cartel's done with you. Supreme talk wars, verbal holocaust, I'm a thriller. Have them jumping out they sleep. Wigs hand me a Miller. Shaky dogs sitting in their shoes. My iron monkey spit banana clips with thick trash like Terry Crews. Silverbacks with high tracks, you can relax. Got a duffel bag full of gun suns dipped in black. My culture rising to taxes like a vulture. Ghostface the next Escobar Sosa.
Jessica Gilbert, the talent behind Faith Healer. The Edmonton-based singer-songwriter released Cosmic Troubles at the end of March, and it's been on the charts for a few weeks now, climbing its way to number one, I'm sure. Jessica is joining us to chat about the album, and Jessica, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
In reading about how Faith Healer came to be, it was kind of interesting to me that it all stemmed from an idea of first being a band, now essentially being a solo project for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is Faith Healer still essentially is a solo project in that I write the songs and the arrangements, but I just didn't really want to call it under my own name, and I also just wanted the ability to call it a band if I choose to. So I just kind of switched over names, but it is a solo project, yeah.
And it does give you the opportunity as well that if you have musician friends that you want to bring along on a tour or in future releases, that does give you the opportunity because now it's kind of a different name outside of just your own.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, I think when people hear a band name, whether or not it is like indicative of a solo project, they kind of expect a band. And that is, I don't really do a lot of performing or touring on my own anyway. So it helps. Like, I just think it might change people's perspective of what they're in for if they hear, singer-songwriter, solo artist versus, the name of a band. So this is just kind of to let people know what they're in for, I guess.
And do you find, are there any struggles in being the only person contributing to a record musically?
I suppose there are definitely struggles in that, all the questions filter to me, while we're recording or if I'm getting other people in my band, everybody or every aspect of the project basically is comes down to me and what decision I want to make with it. On the other hand, I find that easier in a way than collaborating with other people because not that I don't think I'm hard to get along with, but it's hard to it's really hard to find somebody with whom you see so eye to eye that you can you can trust to collaborate with them completely on your project, their vision is as inspiring to you as your own egotistical vision, I guess. In some ways it's harder, but in other ways I find it a lot easier than trying to write with a band and spread out the creative decisions and stuff.
And as I mentioned earlier, Cosmic Troubles is the album. Is there a theme that follows throughout the record, throughout the songs on the record?
Not necessarily intentionally. I really admire records that seem to be like an album is when it seems to have a discernible common thread. But for me, it was just like all the songs I had written since the last album. So, I guess that common thread is all there is. But, nevertheless, when I look back on it and when I kind of listen through it, there's a lot of sort of themes that pop up a lot. I know a lot of, mystical religiosity pops up. And that's just a part of where I came from, how I grew up. Lots of, big questions, sort of issues, I guess. Unanswerable questions, I guess. I didn't intentionally write with one theme in mind, but it did sort of come out that way, I guess.
And are there any plans to tour the album? I noticed that you had a couple of dates on the website, but do you have any plans to maybe take this further reach across Canada, or are you staying close to home for the time being?
Totally, we're gonna play. We're gonna be in Toronto in May, playing a couple shows there. June, we're gonna be touring through basically the prairies, only for a week, so it's quite low-key. And then we'll do a bigger, more involved tour in September, which we're still booking right now, so we haven't announced any dates yet. But that's going to be, a few weeks, and we're going to be playing across Canada, through the States, and basically reaching as far as we can on our budget.
faithhealer.bandcamp.com. Get the album. It's great. And Jessica, we look forward to what's to come from Faith Healer in the future.
Thank you very much.
Here it is now in your number four spot this week, a track from Cosmic Trouble. Stick around for more of the charts. It's the Earshot 20. It's the Earshot 20.
That was Canonized by Faith Healer from the album Cosmic Troubles at number four, up one spot from number five, and switching spots. Then before that was Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah with a track called Gun Showers from the record Sour Soul.
All right, good stuff. One more break from the charts before we give you your top three, and that is to bring you a segment that we do every week, and it gives you some insight, a look at what is charting on the charts below the top 20. Of course, we don't have time to play everything from the national top 50, but we'd like to give some honorable mentions to those that are debuting because they could be making their way into the top 20, and we call this
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Yes, there's loads of new music this week. In fact, there are 13 debuts below the top 20. We're not going to be able to give you a whole rundown, but you can check out all that and more information at earshot-online.com. We'll kick it off at number 49, the debut of a new Autopilot record called Desert Dreams. Savvy, one spot up from that at 48 from album Night Eyes. John Spencer Blues Explosion has a new one called Freedom Tower No Wave Dance Party at number 46. And there's a new one from Twin Shadow called Eclipse at number 45. The Back Homes are at number 40 with Tidal Wave. The band Weed are at number 35 with a track called Running Back. At number 27, Jared Brown has a new one out called Wreath Kitchards. And we close it off at number 26 this week with Doldrums, The Air Conditioned Nightmare. Again, there's so much more to go check out at earshot-online.com.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. Now we have three more tracks, and these three are quite important because there's been some movement over the past couple of weeks in our top spots, and contender for number one trying to make their way in. Although I do feel now that Faith Healer might get up in there and be making some ruckus in our top three. So I don't know. It's a big summer for new music. That's all I'm gonna say. Let's kick it off with number three.
You said that was all you're gonna say. Number three, yeah, for number six is Humans from the album Noontide. Here is At the Beach.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Sweat it and reckon that it- take what we might lose, but in a week might our weakness elude. That was a staggered shift of my hips, so how swiftly it shook the dew from my lips. That was a danger that seeped from my skull, how it dripped on us all, but it wasn't your fault. We are stranger than earth, with our seasons misled, stronger than roots. When our parts parted, she bled and bled and bled. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. What we might lose, but in a week might our weakness elude.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number one again this week. Purity Ring from the album Another Eternity. You heard Stranger Than Earth. Sitting still at number two was Joel Plask at the Park Avenue Sobriety Test and a track called Song for Jersey. And we started off our final set this week at number three. Up for number six, it's Humans from Noontide. You heard At the Beach.
Well, there you have it. Another top 20 counted down just for you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the nation's top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It all comes from that website, the National Top 50, of which we play the top 20, and we do it every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. It is recorded here and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And join us again next week for a brand new countdown. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick. Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.